Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Local Voter Education Program. Tonight's topic is a recall of the mayor. Can anyone tell us what the mayor has done that is good for the whole city? We can only supply you with a list of what the mayor has done that is not good for the city is what we will be covering tonight. Well, let's hope that at least one can call in and tell us one thing the mayor has done that was good for the whole city. And with that, here is your host, James H. McBride.
Hello, folks. I'm not James H. McBride. Due to circumstances uncontrollable by James, I can't get that out right. Beyond his control, that's what I was trying to say. Anyway, he won't be able to make it tonight, I'm sorry to say. So you're stuck with me tonight, and we'll see how we get through. That was just solo here, and luckily we don't have a guest on. It's just an open show, more or less, to take comments and to discuss. Is enough people upset to remove the mayor from office? How bad has it got to get before people will actually take a stand? Now, to me, this mayor done jumped over that hoop a long time ago, but nevertheless, we'll see, because that's what we're doing tonight. We put out some advertisement, a half-page ad in Fort Worth Weekly, a couple of 5-foot by 10-foot signs up, so we're just going to see if we get any response tonight on that, and if people upset enough and get enough, we'll see. If not, we definitely want to get people involved on getting our right back to speak at city council. Now, that, no mayor should ever take your right away to speak, or city council members. There's just no cause for that. There's no good cause for that, period. But I'm afraid what they're doing is testing to see how far they can get away with things, because people have really been conditioned not to be involved in their local government, and it's working. And all this news you see out of Washington, out of our main media, you know, CNN and MSNBC and even some of Fox, whatever, all those main channel news, I think they inflate things a lot too. They want to keep your attention that way. That's why there's always something coming about that way, to keep you looking that way. Not to look at home, but keep you involved, keep your attention out there, because you can't do anything there. At home, you can actually, it doesn't take but a handful to make a difference. And that's true, because alone, I've done a lot. We've got a lot of things done just on my own by just yelling and working enough at it. But I could imagine if we just had a group of people to help, what we could do in this city to bring it back. But right now, I know we have listeners. We don't have anybody calling in, but if anybody wants to speak on the line or call, have a question, the number is 515-602-9610, and then press 1 to be in the queue. Otherwise, it's fine. You can listen in, and as long as you can stand me here and hang on there. But I want to recap on Maddie since she's been in office. That's what I'm going to start off with here. And I've been down at city council for the last 8 years quite a bit, been very involved in local government. I know I've attended over 60 council meetings and have learned a lot about the city. But I was anxious to see the other group go out and a new group come in, hoping that we'd get a change. Well, we did. It's worse. But the first thing I approached Maddie with, when she was in office, got to take her place in office, was that I wanted our presentation, the public presentation, move from the bottom of the agenda to the top of the agenda. Because the public presentation is on top of the agenda in Denton, Austin, all the surrounding cities. Fort Worth has the public on the bottom, and they have their presentation, the council presentation, on top. So that was my argument, was to get us moved up there. They didn't have any way to defend not to. So the only thing they could do is keep us from putting that presentation on top. And here's the thing about it is, you know, on the bottom, there's no one there. No one hears these people complain or anything about that. You know, on the bottom, you just don't get heard, okay? You move up to 7 o'clock at prime time like council is, you're over top the zoning cases. And when the public presentation is over top the zoning cases, then you get heard by people other than city council, because they're the problem. I don't go there to talk to city council. They do what they want regardless what I say. But I go there to try to expose to other people. And when they're exposing them, it kind of helps keep them in line. But if you're at 7 o'clock before the zoning cases, that's when you've got a lot of people tuning in that doesn't know anything about their city, because something's biting them right in the tail. There's a townhomes coming up or a car wash they don't want. So they're tuning in for the first time in their city because something's happening right next door to them. Okay? Well, you're right before that. You get seen. And if you got something substance in what you're saying, and it makes sense, they get aware of that. And if they get aware of that, Then once you start knowing what's going on in the city, you're more likely to get involved with the city. Thing is, I want to get more people involved. We got over 900,000 people out there that don't have a clue, and that's the whole game of the city. Do not let people know what's going on. Keep them from knowing what's going on. There's just a handful inside that keeps the city running the way they want it. So that's what I'm trying to break and get out there. But getting us moving there, they couldn't put us up there. So what they did was they just ripped the whole thing up completely and changed their whole schedule. Matter of fact, they cut it down to 2 council meetings a month. And they moved it up to 6 o'clock, so now you got 5 o'clock traffic to get there. And the other one at 10 a.m., that's your 2 council meetings a month now. It used to be 4, but now 2. They cut it down to 2. And then they gave us 2 public comments. Well, this is ridiculous. This is where they put us in quarantine, so we're just talking to the people that we got the problem with. And no one's tuning in on that. And they got us at 6 o'clock there, too. And there's really no one tuning in. A handful there, and they know it, and that's where they want us at. Not over in the mainstream, but over isolated. And then try to make it look like they're doing something good for the public. And this is such a scam. It is terrible. But nevertheless, what we're fighting is get our right back on the 2 council nights. We should be on the agenda. There's no reason why they should have took us off that agenda. They don't have a reasoning. So, but, you know, it depends on if we get enough people to call in, demand to put it back, we can get that done. If we don't get enough to call in and do it, they're going to leave it like that, and it's going to take more and more. And then they had the Gauls turn around and put 13 propositions on our city council agenda. Now, this is where we're really getting ripped right here by our council and our mayor and our city. These kind of things should be notified to us in the beginning before they put them on the agenda, even before they go on the agenda, because they're going to go on the ballot. So before they even go on the council agenda, they should share these 13 with us that they want to remit. And on these propositions out of the 2015 charter, there's 2 propositions they didn't touch. We've been asking for 5 years to put on there, to put on the ballot. And that's Proposition 6 and Proposition 2. They both need to be amended. They didn't touch either one. But the first thing they did was, well, I'll give you this for an argument. Proposition 2, they'll argue that it already was voted on and it passed. That's to add 2 more council members. That was their argument. Even Moon stepped up and said, we already had a vote on that. That passed. That's why we're not going to put it back on the amended, okay? Well, they also had a vote on the pay raise, too, back then, and it didn't pass, but they're putting it back on for amendment, but not the other one. So, and also, not even for a pay raise, I mean for quite a pay raise there. So, but this thing, that's why they don't share what they're going to put on the agenda with us first, because it wouldn't make it even on the agenda to be on the ballot. And if I shared it with us, Proposition 2 and Proposition 6 would be on the ballot, which needs to be on the ballot big time. And Proposition 2 needs to be on billboards to make it work right for the city. And that's adding 2 more council members. And they won't do that because if they put Proposition 2 on the ballot and then on billboards too. Now, everybody sees it when it's on a billboard. Everybody. That's why council members use them when they run for office. City use them when they want something you know about. But they won't use it for something they don't want you to know about. But that's where it needs to be, on billboards in there. And that way the whole city knows about adding 2 more council members. And I feel strongly it will be voted down. It'll be, you know, and they do too, and that's why they will not do that. And that's going to cost us over a couple hundred thousand more a year for nothing. I mean, right now we've got 8 council members that don't answer questions. So that's really a big waste. And that. But getting back onto the mayor there, the first thing, though, like I said, I wanted our presentation moved to the top. They couldn't do it, so they jungled it up and changed it all around and took us off there completely. So, but my goal was to have a public presentation on it. 7 o'clock we could be heard, and then we can make more arguments, because then you start hearing people to back you if you got a good, strong case. And you get more power, and we get more in control of our city. So that's why it's so important to get us back on that council meeting, even though there's just 2 a month. Get us back on there, 1 at 6 and 1 at 7 to start with. And also, the other thing we need to do is, right now I'm in the middle of trying to file a corruption charge, which is on my website, fwdistrict5.com, our Fort Worth Weekly installment. The installment, I think it's number 2. Before I installed that one, the city sent a letter to me saying they were going to sue me if I put that in the paper. Well, then I had to put it in the paper then, no matter what. So, anyway, we got that in. And it's the corruption charge against Councilmember or Pro Temp Mayor Gina Bivens and our Community and Public Engagement Michelle Gook. director. She's a director, Michelle Goop. She's in the John T. Watt Neighborhood Association. So there's a three-way tie here, connection for corruption, 100% corruption. It shows out real clearly. So your neighborhood association is the first ones that get zoning cases. They're the first ones to get it, and they're supposed to share it with the neighborhood. And that way you know what's going on with those townhomes before they even start. That's where it starts at when it's done right there. Our neighborhood association, John T. White, for 3 years has had elections. They don't have open elections. They ban people from there, and they do not share the information. And this has been going on for 3 years. We're getting ripped off left and right out here. I have complained to the city, it's documented, that they don't hold open elections. They hold secret elections, and with the council member as well. So to get them off from I went to our director of community engagement. She's in charge of our city data bank, which has all the neighborhood associations on there and the churches and the HOAs and all that on our city data bank. She could remove them from the data bank and recognize an open election out here, or they could have mentioned something. Because several times I called community engagement and said, at least tell us when there's going to be an election here, you know, or do something. But we never got any support from them. They would never do anything about John T. Watt Neighborhood Association because they're owned by the city and the council member. It all ties together. And that's how the council member gets things in, and developers give the council member money. So it's a big scam. It's a big corruption thing. It's clear as day. It's in the paper. You go to my fwdistrict5.com, go to the week, look at the second one. You can read all that better than me saying it, okay? And the city has never yet sued me yet. So I've gone back to the city and said, you know, if you don't sue me, I must be telling the truth. You know, but, you know. So now I have tried to file a corruption case, and this has been interesting, very interesting to try to file a white-collar crime now. And, I didn't know where to start at on this, but I thought, you know, I'm going to give it a go here and see. And I started off with the FBI, and they gave me I thought they would know where to go or what. I thought actually I might have done it. But anyway, they sent me to the Attorney General. I got sent over to just around, came all the way back around to the mayor where he came back to. And then I found out you go to the police department, and then you're supposed to file it like a regular criminal case. And, you know, this has took me weeks of trying to file a corruption case. And a lot of people, this is a good test. If you want to play a game, because I still haven't got my answer yet, okay? The last officer that I talked to, she's supposed to call me back, if she will. But just find out how do you go about filing? Just say you did. You actually got pictures and saw a council member taking money from a developer for a deal, and you had it on tape, everything, undisputable, okay? Where do you go to file it? You know, just tell me that if you can find out. I'm working on it. But there is a white-collar crime department we have, but when you go to the police website to file a case, there's no words to file one for white-collar crime. Even some of the officers found that when they was going on helping me trying to find it. They go, oh, wow, it's not on here anywhere. So, you know, you can file a case about theft or anything else, okay? But as far as white-collar crime, no, this is another thing that protects these people once they get in. But I'm still working on it. And I am wanting to file a case between Michelle Goop and Gina Bibbins. And Neighborhood Association is immune to any kind of prosecution there. But the reason why they're mentioning, because they're the ones who get the zoning notices. So your Neighborhood Association is the first one to get it, and they're supposed to share it. But if they're owned by their council member, they only share what the council member wants them to share. So, but what brought this up, too, is because I was working on something today. I pulled up Michelle Goose. I wanted to know what her salary was. And this is how they're getting the corruption. It's inflated salaries. This city is full of people. Inflated salaries are getting paid way too much money because they're turning a blind eye. That's how you get them to turn a blind eye. And this is the whole corruption thing here. Michelle Goop was getting $150,000 a year to be director of a non-central program we have. It's not central. It's not like the fire department, police, development, none of those. Those are central. This is not. Okay? She gets $150,000. That's three times more than the average officer out there putting their life on the line. I mean, this is ridiculous. She doesn't return calls. She doesn't answer questions. And you know what? When I pulled her record up, and just 8 months ago, she was getting $150,000. Between now and 8 months, her pay has gone up to $171,000. She's gotten a $20,000 raise in the last 8 months. That's pretty good, isn't it? No wonder everybody wants to work for the city. So I'll tell you what. This is the I'm hoping I can get the right people, and that's what I'm using for our case. Plus, we have other things on the reason why I'm filing that case on Gina Bibbins, because the 70 acres that was bulldozed down by us, They pushed that off to be A21. It was A5. It was a lie. I have the documents, papers, and all that. So anyway, I'm hoping someone will investigate that, and we can see what happens, what will come of that. But the main thing now is that we really got to get people involved. Like I said, we got 900,000 people that are not involved. Somehow or another, we got to get them more involved. As a matter of fact, we have about 50% unregistered voters. 50% unregistered voters. So, and then we got about 40% of the registered voters that don't vote in our local. So somehow we need to start spreading it. That's why I started this show some time ago and doing this, to try to open up more. And it's been a great tool. It's been a great weapon. As a matter of fact, we have Kim Neal from the Police Oversight Monitor. She's the director of that, coming on the show next week, which I'm really pleased she's coming on. Gives her a lot of credibility maybe when they come on. But then again, we've had a lot of people come on the show, like the fire chief. He's doing a great job. He's discovering things, exposing things that I wasn't getting to. So, I mean, I really like the fire chief, James Davis, police chief. His mailbox is full. His phone's full. He won't return calls. He won't come on. I mean, really, you know. So that's what this show is beautiful about. We like to use it as a tool, as a weapon. And what we'd like to do with this show, too, is I'd love for it to be recognized by the city. It could be, because we used to have independent programming in our city, but the city took all the independent programming out. And off our cable channel, 190, we've got three cable channels with a lot of dead time on there. And when I started about mentioning about getting this on there, that's when Councilmember Crane in District 3 popped up and did a show on there. So he does a show on there, but it's a cosmetic show. He'll never give you any information about the city that's really negative. It's all going to be positive. But I told Mr. Crane before that, hey, that's fine. I welcome you on that show. But we need some independent shows as well. We don't need just government control, and that's why they've got it right now, just government control with them. So that's why I'm fighting to get us back on the agenda to talk in front of people. And if we can get there, we were starting to make some progress. That's another reason why they jigged all this around and took us off. We're starting to make progress. We can get back to that and start tearing back in right there. We can probably work our way into being recognized in the City News, the City Times, and on Channel 190 Charter, which would be great to have this program on there where we got candidates coming on. You could tune in if you have Charter. You could watch the candidate. We could take calls for the candidate. And that's what the big thing about this show, too, different than other ones, is that we like to take calls. And that way you can talk to the candidate or the employees. When Kim comes on next week, she knows she's going to be subject to take calls from the callers. And so I'm really pleased she's coming on the show. It gives us a lot of credibility here. But anyway, that's what we're fighting to get at, because the whole bottom line thing is not to let people know, and we want people to know. So the more we can span out and get more exposure, and geez, like on that, and I mean, geez, we get on Channel 190 and that too, and then what we're doing now and what I'm putting out, the channel, we get a lot more exposure, more people know what's going on, we probably get more involved in our city. Now, if anybody else has any better way to getting people more involved in our city, please explain it to me, because I'm into getting behind anybody, helping anybody, working with anybody. But at the end of the day, we have got to get some council members and a mayor in there that respects the citizens. These people don't respect us at all. They're the most rude, obnoxious people I've ever met in my life, these kids in there. And they take our tax money, take away our right to speak. And also, beautifully, they're going to give us a sales tax raise in December, too. They're going to bring it up 18%, probably to help pay these overinflated salaries, like Michelle Googs is one for sure. Brandon Bennett with co-compliance, he should be fired a long time ago, the stuff that man is doing with this city. He's terrible. I don't know what it is with co-compliance, how they get by with everything. Like I say, I have the head department, Kim, coming on from the police oversight committee, and we was putting that in a year ago, whatever, yelling for it. I didn't want a police oversight committee. I wanted a city oversight committee. I don't think it's right to single out one department and then let the other departments just run wild. Well, the other departments, the only one is mainly code compliance is the one that gets a free ride. I mean, I have a case right now. It's been open for 2 years. We have helped a few people with code compliance, stopping them from getting citations. And seniors is who they pick on. Low income is who they pick on. And handicapped, because the one we got right now is open. Is a man's in a wheelchair for 2 years now. It's going on 2 years. Code compliance will not do a thing. They won't return a call. They won't talk to us. They won't go forward with the case, because we caught them in the middle of trying to rip this guy off. They were going to tag him for, they already got $5,000 lien against his house, so he gets bills every month. They're trying to take his home, I think. But anyway, he gets bills every month for over $500 lien from the city on his home right now. I'd hate to be in this spot. And they were about to tag another $3,000 on top of it over there before he called me. And he said he didn't think it was being done right. And we went out. They done cut the padlock. They done got the bill. And on the back of this man's property was nothing but scrap iron. Okay? And Code Compliance is going to load this company. It works for Code Compliance, this New Era, which is the only company. No other bids, just one. I think we should have more people than one bidding when they do something like this. But he's the only one who gave the bid. It was like over $3,000. All this was scrap iron. Everything goes to a metal place and collects money on. And when we stepped in and Code Compliance came out to meet us, I brought a cameraman out. When they saw the cameraman, they ran off. And I have that on film. They ran off. And, I mean, what kind of organization is this we got going on here? So, and they won't talk to us since then. Nothing. We're sitting, and this guy still gets those bills. This case is wide open. And if Chris Nettles in District 8 was any kind of councilman like he said he was going to be, he would have done stepped in on this, or he'd be working on something. Code Compliance needs a policy. They need a policy that when they open a case up, they have to either charge, move forward, or shut it down, or do something, maybe 3 months, 4 months, something. But they need some kind of not an endless open policy here. That's just not right. But anyway, I'd like to help them. I'd like to close this out, and that I would like to. But and that's what I'm trying to do. But it's just, I don't know. It's rough. But anyway, we were hoping with the new council members some changes would come. They did. They came worse. So, but I'm hoping between now and the next election, now if we can get enough people involved, though, and try to get people to run some of these seats and get these people out of there and get some people back in there that will do the job like they're supposed to do, serve us, you know, serve the citizens, someone that cares. And but anyway, I've kind of lost my train of thought here. But if anybody wants to speak up, have any comments or anything to say, the number to call is 515-602-9610. My host is not with me tonight due to the circumstances beyond his control. I'm winging it on my own here. I'm sorry about that. I think all the phones are going to go off the wire now, and they know it's just me. So, no. But anyway, but the main thing with our getting that back, another thing was our thing about recalling Maddie Parker. Now, when put this in the paper and put that out there and do the show, it's kind of a test to see how many people, like I said at the beginning of the show, it's more or less a test to see how many people really are, because we do have a lot of talkers in the city and online and on these Facebooks and next door and that, a lot of talkers, okay? But when it comes down to doing, we have very few doers, very few, and that's what we need more people involved, and we need people to try to encourage other people to get involved, because we outnumber them big time downtown. And it wouldn't take a handful to try to change some of this stuff around and show them, or, you know, to make a stand and let them know they can't take our right of way to speak. That's the number one thing, taking our right of way to speak at city council. No mayor should be able to do that whatsoever. And why would any mayor do that? So that. But that's what the show's about tonight. We're trying to find out how many people are pretty much. We've gotten the phone lines lit up somewhat. No one's pushing one to speak with that. And the listeners on the Internet are fine. We got people tuning in. At least so we do have interest in it. As far as moving forward with this, we need someone that we need captains. I don't, you know, to get a recall, it's going to take a lot. I just don't think we can get a recall out of it. This would be the right time, though, because it could go on the May's ballot, you know. But it would take some people with money, actually, to step up. That's what a handful would have to do, is turn around. If you know people got money, want to put money into this, because to get the petitions, to put the signs out there and everything, it would take money to do it. So, but even if we can't do a recall, we can sure work between now and then trying to get other people to run for the. Well, there is other people in the wings to run for this mayor spots. And then these spots, so, but I just don't know the ones in the wings now if it's going to be much different than what we got either. So it would be good to help try to put the word out that we need people to run for these candidates, because we need some decent candidates. We're replacing with nothing with the same. So we're kind of, you know, going around. It's kind of a quagmire there. But anyway, so... let's see here. Let's see. What time is it now? It's 36 minutes into the show. Well, we've got 36 minutes left on the show here and that. And let's see. I'm doing a lot of ands and stuff like that because Let me see what else we can cover here real quick with you, if there's anything else that you can bring up. But, you know, if people don't have a question or anything, I mean, I just want to lay it out. I mean, the mayor and them, what all they've done down there is just kind of unreal. They've changed our scheduling around to fit theirs. They're asking for, they put raises on the ballot. We just need people to be more open with us down there and more transparent. Maddie says she's going to be transparent. She's about the most untransparent person there is. Also, we need people to, like I said, spread the word. My website with the email list, when I send stuff out to council, which I'll be sending some stuff out to them because our council member, well, we can go into this just a little bit, show you how bad they are a few weeks ago. Because what I've been doing to get our rights, I'm trying to get our rights back. So I'm looking for help everywhere I could. For one thing, Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and the Black Chamber of Commerce were coming up for $100,000 more for their organizations, okay? Well, I really don't know what all, at the end of the day, what the Chamber of Commerce really do. You turn around and ask your neighbor, do you ever call the Chamber of Commerce? Are they mostly for new people coming in to find things or what? What all they do? But they sure do on their website, whatever, saying that they're there to help Fort Worth, okay? And this is where we get the action speaks louder than word. You can say you're here to help and you care about all this good stuff, but if you don't care enough to at least call the mayor and find out why she took away our First Amendment, why did she do that? Anybody would want to know that, okay? We all want to know that. I'd like to know, why did she take away our right to speak? So that's what I went after these two chambers about before they had the council meetings. I went after them to say, you know, well, look, we need people to stand up. You don't need to be taking money because then you're patronizing these people. They took away our right to speak, okay? We need your help. You're doing good for the city, then the citizens, you know, speak up. So, but anyway, at the council meetings, when they were there to collect, I did sign up to speak, and I made that point out that I don't think we should give these organizations any money. If they don't think our First Amendment is enough to speak up and ask why it was taken away, but they're going to take our tax dollars, but they don't think it's worth to speak up and find out why, because people are giving them money is why, you know? It's like you're trained to answer to them for the money. The money runs everything. So anyway, I'm looking for people that can have more moral value than dollar value, you know, if you got more moral value. So anyway, that's what I was looking for anyway, but anyway, what it did was when I went against them and I spoke against it, it triggered Councilmember Beck to call me a racist that night, and I just really went off on me. So, and the thing of it is, you got to sit there on your hands and you can't say anything, and they can call you names and then say things that aren't true. But I was able to put together a video for our public presentation, which is bad. That's not just them, and I played it to defend myself, and I also called out Councilmember Beck to come on the show and defend herself. I'm saying this is not true what she said. Those were lies. There was nothing racist about it. It was just that I'm trying to get our First Amendment back is what I'm trying to get back, and I'm trying to put pressure everywhere as I can against people taking money from the city, people giving money to the city. Don't do nothing with the city until they put our rights back. People fought and lost their lives for this, our First Amendment. And, you know, we don't feel that, but they sure did back then, and I just don't think it's right. And there's no good reason why they would take it away. There's not one. So, and I mean, but they're just seeing what they can get away with this. And if they get away with this, and these people get reelected in office and get these raises and get that, I give up here. I really do. I've been in it for 10 years, but I know when I'm licked. That's it. So I'm hoping between now and then they don't get this stuff or something that enough people will step up. This can't just happen. I mean, it's just too bad. But like I said, I just can't go on enough about getting our, 30 years ago, I guess that's what gets me from my time or stuff like that, my days. If they would have tried this 30 years ago, there's no way. It wouldn't have lasted no time. People would have been down there all over them about it, left and right. I think within just about 30 years ago, that would not have flown at all. But we've gotten so conditioned down not to be involved, not to take a stand, not to say anything, and they're pushing as far as they can to keep taking from us. So we're going to be working under the government so they fully have control over us. So, but that's why I'm fighting. I'm reaching everything. And then I went to my council member, Gina Bibbins, which I've got the recording here. I was going to play around with this too, the robocall, which is great. She sends out the robocall. She's having a meeting at a church over at the north end of District 5. And it's about the Trinity Bridge and Trinity there and stuff like that. And at the end of her recording, she says, keeping people informed. I mean, that almost killed me there to her on the end of that recording saying she's keeping people informed. But yeah, they do, about cosmetic things like this, if it's naming bridges or something like that to do. But anyway, I had to make a point to go to the church because I just got my new cards. And I ordered some 5x7 cards here about Maddie taking our rights away, and I'm anxious to put these out too. And I took several to the, it's a public meeting, and I went over there and got there kind of early. And I asked the pastor, when I saw the pastor, I had my cards with me, and I went to the pastor first, and I explained to him that my pastor taught us that a lack of knowledge loses battles. That's what I told him. I said, the lack of knowledge, and he agreed 100%. He said, yeah, that's right. Lack of knowledge loses battles. So I hand him one of the cards, you know, and there's nothing sarcasm. I can't help it if the truth don't look good. Now, that's no reason to turn it away, but it's all true, everything on the card. And but anyway, I gave him the card. And I asked him if I could give them out up front. He had no problem. So I went up front, and I was giving them out, and people were taking them. Some were coming back to get them when they were learning. They were surprised to learn that many took our rights away to speak. Got a good response, people. I mean, this really perked their ears up. They was hearing something that, you know, they didn't know she did that. And most people that have came in, I got rid of several cards. That's when the pastor came back and said, no, I don't think you ought to do this. So the council or someone got to him in there and told him to stop. And this other woman came out, which I know she don't like me. She came out and said, you get out of here, you know. But anyway, I see her at meetings time and time. She cannot stand me. But nevertheless, I know she's the one that probably went up to the pastor and was yelling about these cards being given out and that. And he came back out, and I said, you know, I wish you wouldn't have done that, really. I mean, because what he was showing me that, you know, a real pastor wouldn't have done that. You know, it would not have done that at all, because there was nothing wrong with these cards and that. And knowledge, he disagreed knowledge was important. He agreed we lose ballot. So now he came out and he's going to shut down my knowledge or sharing the knowledge that I have with people. So if the rest of people comes in, don't get the knowledge I was giving out. So it's kind of contradicting what he just said. And it shows a lot of these pastors and a lot of these people out there, the money and the city is going to come first before our First Amendment or God to them. So you know, this it's like a fake world I find I'm living in. A lot of people have titles, but they're not they shouldn't be under those titles. But anyway, I had to stop giving them out then, but I did get quite a few out, and I love the response I was getting from people when I give them out. And I'm anxious next week here. My order just came in, so I'm gonna be papering doors with them, putting them out. And I grant you, this is another thing you can do. I would suggest to people in the neighborhood, if they want to get involved, this is not my fight. It's not mine. It's everybody's. Everybody's right got taken away. So everybody can take a stand. Build your own army. I'll join you. So, but anyway, one thing you can do is, it don't cost much to print up these 5x8 cards. I print up 1,000 for 70, 80 bucks, something, not that much for 1,000. But it's good exercise if you've got a development you live in, 200 or 300 houses. It doesn't take me in the morning. I can hit a few hundred houses in the morning, a couple of hours. I put on my headphones, load up my bag, and put them on door-to-door with information. This is what you can do in your own area, maybe a different type of information, you know, what's going on in your neighborhood or what's important, you know, or something. Same time, you're sharing information and you know, share information what's going on to stimulate the brain. Get people, if they get involved and know what's going on, they're more to get involved. If you don't know what's going on, you'll never get involved. You have no incentive to get involved, at least by well, that's what messed me up. Once I started learning what's going on, I couldn't unknow what I got. Now I'm stuck. I became a basket case. But anyway, that's going to encourage you to get involved in it. But nevertheless, it's good exercise, too. It's great. I see people walking. You know, they're out there doing a walk. I'm putting my cards out, and I'm thinking, well, geez, they could be doing two things at one time. They could be sharing information in their neighborhood, something. It don't matter if they're going to have a block party, what, their neighborhood association, or their HOA, whatever. Any, you know, some substance in their deal. At the same time, not even share that to get people educated, like 50% are unregistered voters. And like just simple things that people take for granted that people don't know. It takes 30 days to get registered to vote. Some people don't think you register to vote until you hear people saying it, and then they think when it passed, they don't get to register. I mean, because they don't know what's going on, period. But tell a person they can register to vote anytime. You know, but it just takes 30 days to get the process done. And once you've done it once, you're set. And so if you can encourage people how bad it is that we need to get people to take care of our own backyard right here at home. This is where we're hurting the most, at home. It's the most neglected and the most just out of control, really. I've never seen people that are so disrespectful as take your money and be disrespectful like they are. But anyway, that's what we're doing this for. And hoping, and so far I'm really pleased since we started the show about 6-7 months ago. We have reached a lot of people. It's been a great tool. We've had a lot of people on, and we plan on trying to keep this thing going up through past the election time. Like I say, we'd like to make it grow. I'd like to reach out to other people that want to be a DJ or into broadcasting. This would be a great stepping stone for them. I don't want to do this all my life. My host don't want to do this all his life either, you know. I like producing. I like promoting. I've been in it all my life. I work for some major labeled artists and stuff and been around the entertainment business all my life, and I love promoting and producing. And and I enjoy doing this show. I do enjoy it. It is fun, but it's not something I want to do forever. But I'd love to see it keep going, and I'd love to see safeguards put into it to where it's always protected by the citizens, that the government, you know, once you let the government, you know, take over, they're going to shut down anything. It's real knowledge. So, and the beauty of the show is that it's a great tool. You know, you can really weed out the people that we don't need in the city. You can weed them out. And I'm not saying just because an employee or a candidate won't come on the show does not mean that they're not one of the best we could have. Their actions will show that. If they're doing great and they're doing their job and they're answering questions and that, they don't have to come on the show. I'll praise them from here anyway. You know, we would think that. But usually people that are doing good, they want to come on the show. And they, you know, most of them do, so that are doing good. And the ones that are doing bad definitely don't want to come on the show because they take phone calls. And we got a little list of people like Michelle Goop. She won't come on here for sure. Councilmember Gina Bibbins, I'm calling corrupt. She won't come on here. I'm calling her corrupt over the air, you know, live, documented, saying that Gina Bibbins is 100% a corrupt, the councilmember, pro temp mayor. And that's a beauty, too. Oh, and the Black Voice paper there. How they put a big picture of her in there when she became pro temp mayor to make it look like she did something to get this, okay? You become pro temp mayor only by seniority. That's it. Just because everybody stepped down, she was next in line. If it wasn't her, it'd be someone else. So it's not that big of a deal. But the way they put it out is if they've done something to become pro temp mayor. It's just another illusion there that's not real. But anyway, yeah, our council member Bibbins is one of the, you know, most dishonest people up there. I mean, she's... But anytime she wants to come on the show and defend herself, she's more than welcome. And anybody comes on and defends himself and can prove that I'm wrong, I'll apologize, okay? As long as they don't come on, and I'm calling them a liar and cheat and they don't come on and defend themselves, I don't have any reason to think not otherwise. Why would I want to think that they're not that? And there's nothing, that's all we got to go on. But anyway, yeah, I love the show. It's working, you know, it's helping. It's getting credibility and that, and I'd like to see it growing, and I'm anxious to reach out to some of these broadcasting schools or actually, what I understand, we have one school in Fort Worth, Arlington Heights, I believe it's called, and they have a journal class, a high school that does journalism. I was planning on going over there and seeing if they have any kids coming out of there that wants to get into this kind of stuff. It's an ideal, because when you go out to the book people for the show and their research on them, all that, you know, it's quite a job. It's quite an experience, but this would be a great stepping stone. Same time serving our city and a stepping stone up to maybe a profession in that field. It's an ideal thing, and it helps us. So I'd love to see it keep going. I'd love to get someone. I don't mind doing it for, you know, a while longer, as long as you can put up with me. But that's our goal. And one thing that would help this show go, I just can't get over one thing, is getting our right back to speak at city council, because once we get our right back, we can start hammering our way up to be we can expose a lot of things. We can get back and expose a lot of things and get back into the, get us on the Time News, get us on Channel 190 Charter, and all this money. Well, that's a good point, too. I'm glad I kind of got around this, kind of go around in circles, but with the sales tax going up 18% in December, This is ridiculous. Our sales tax, if we had the right council members in, our sales tax is 8.25% right now. I grant you, with the right mayor, city manager, and council members, our sales tax would come down to 7%. The city can function fine on 7%. It's all the inflated money they're using and wasted money. It's just unbelievable. And it's going to require us to get in. These are to be incentives I'm hoping to get people involved to understand how important it is to get more people to vote in our local election, because it will pay off. It can pay off when we get the right people in there, because the instead of our sales tax going up, it could go down. Because the city, there's no doubt it could run on 7% with no problem. It's just so much inflated money, like I say, with the Michelle Gook and Brandon Bennett's and even our city manager's overpaid. I mean, you know, it's just unbelievable how much money. And I knew when our new city manager came in, our other one left at $225,000 a year. And when he stepped down, I was asking back then, Mayor Price, I'm saying, well, when we get a new one, are we going to go up on the fee just because we're changing? And sure enough, we go up $100,000 like a blink of an eye. I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's unbelievable how they spend the tax dollars, the people's tax dollars. And that brings around another point here, too. If we get good council members in Marion, we need to start hiring people that live in this city. And that was one of the things we're pleased with Kim Neal coming on. They brought her here from Cincinnati to oversee the police, to be the head of the board there, the police monitoring. But anyway, they brought her in from Cincinnati. And one of the good questions that came up, too, is why didn't we hire someone here to do that? I mean, really, it's not like a really major, you know, type job, you know. And I asked Kim that when I was talking to her, and said she didn't know. And she's right. It's not her question. That's a council and mayor question to answer. There's a lot of questions that need to be answered, but they're really mayor and council questions. We're just glad Kim's on. And my suggestion, what I want to suggest to Kim and that, is I'd like to see the police oversight monitoring be abolished. It's costing us over $600,000. We just had it for a year. But $600,000 is what it's costing us. This is more that money while we're paying higher, you know, that's inflated money, $600,000. And they cannot even when you mention about an officer, his name don't even go down on paper. It's not even on record. There's no naming of the officer. They have no power, nothing. All they do is turn around and recommend. So that's why we're asking for her to come on, find out what all they do. But I'd love to see this one abolished. We wanted an independent one. The city didn't give us that. They give us what they want to give us. But we wanted an independent one. Now, if we did have an independent one, I sure wouldn't mind this Kim. I mean, I'm really impressed with her. She came out of town really impressed because she's coming on the show, and that's the first step. That's better than what I've got from anybody else in our city, almost from a lot of people. So I am impressed with that, and that's what we need. We need people. I don't really care where they come from. That's something that we do. Now, I'd like to hire here, naturally, and I don't mind people coming from outside if they're for the right reason, but our city brings people in from outside, like a city manager from Carolina or Detroit, because a lot of times you bring people from outside of town. They don't have as much feeling about the city because it's not their home. You hire someone that's lived here all their life, their roots are here, and put them in a position, they're not as easy to turn a blind eye. They're still a little bit harder there. Much easier to get someone from outside the city to come in and be that way. Much easier. So I believe that's why we hire a lot of people from outside the city instead of inside. The mayor's aide, one is from Philadelphia. You know, so he was transplanted here from Philadelphia. I mean, we can't find people here to do these jobs. That's the other thing that's really a killer to me. But like I say, it's all going to begin with trying to get council members and mayor. That's just what the root of it is. And to get there, one of our trails is to get back on that public presentation. Oh, you know what? I knew if I talked enough, I'd get some hands up. And I finally got some hands up. People are sick of hearing me. Thank goodness. I'll tell you what, we're going to go to the phones now. I'm sorry to hold you on. I got carried away here. And let's take some callers. Thank you. Let's see. How about 6608? Are you on the line? 6608? Okay, if you're listening on the Internet, it's about a 7-10-second delay from the phone. And are we there? 6608? Okay, I'll tell you what, I'll come right back to you, and we'll see. We'll check you again here in just a second and see about 7649.
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. Is this Aaron? Oh, good. I was running out of breath here. I'm talking. I had a lot of coffee, but not enough. Go ahead.
Hey, Bob. No, Bob. I was just sitting in office, and I lost track of time. I just come into the tail end of everything.
No problem.
So I called in late, but I'm here. Hey, Bob. Quick observation to your point regarding bringing individuals from out of the city into the city to do, you know, certain jobs. I say also with that process, you would want to vet those individuals and see where they are coming from, because, you know, if a person is coming from a place that's already dealing with corruption or dealing with coming from a place where the city officials are not really taking care of business of the city, or looking out for the citizens, this, that, or the other, those people could easily be swayed and influenced to continue on what we might have already going on here. So I say, yeah, bringing people from the outside is good, but you got to do a hell of a vetting, you know? Got to do a vetting.
Well, I'm for trying to get as many as we can inside, but I'm also open for that, to get the best person for the job. And I'll tell you, this show is, no, they're not doing the vetting, but I'll tell you, this show here, they're willing to come on and talk to you. That's an improvement from a lot we have right here, you know. But you got a point. We should bet them. And you know what they do, Aaron? They do bet them. Mm-hmm. They bet them.
I just have a quick question. I don't know if you touched on this point. I don't know if you touched on it, but I did get an opportunity to see it, and I think it was very disgusting on her part when she done it to you. But I'm glad you brought it. You put it in our faces. You presented the presentation. Has Councilmember Beck, not to you privately, because she needs to do it openly. She did it openly. She needs to do it openly. Has she apologized to you for calling?
No written apology, no nothing. Nothing.
Bob, I'm going to say this. This is from my perspective what she's doing. My question was, who is she trying to get to go against, you know, look at Bob in a different light? Because I don't consider you in that manner as a, I don't even got to speak to that. I don't consider you racist. I think what it is, though, see, people don't, the words, you can throw certain things out there and it can stick like glue, you know, and certain people don't know how to shake that, you know. But people like myself who thinks freely and thinks outside the box and don't get his emotions tied up and everything, realize I know what she's doing. But my thing is this, to those constituents in her district, like, this is my question. If she feel that way about you, what does she feel about the rest, everybody else? You know what I'm saying? So for her to put that label on you and nobody on that council, mm-hmm. nobody openly rebuked her or nobody said that was wrong, you know what I'm saying? Shame on all of them. But like I said, it should be a private matter, Bob. I don't think she needs to do it to you privately, because she did it openly. She did it openly. It's on record. And then another thing, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to let you go back, you know, go back to doing okay. Bob. I think Chris hits, it was very, very sad. It was saddening, but it's just showing you how much I think, okay, Beck and this is what I was telling Carrie. Beck and Chris, well, Carrie's brought it to my attention. What about Beck and Chris? But Beck and Chris, they're two, you know, they two. Gina is, she's grooming and getting under Jared. She's got Jared on her arm, you know, mm-hmm. and everybody else is just running through. But mm-hmm. Gina got Jared. She got Jared what she wanted. She's schooling him. And Chris and Becca won. But for Chris to say, like, y'all better be lucky. We letting y'all speak. Chris, you were where we were. You used to be where we were just a year ago. You were where we were. So,
Yes. He tried to put some false propaganda in, is what he did. He put false propaganda. He didn't say that we can't speak on any topic anymore. He knows mm-hmm. that. He knows we can't speak on any topic, and we've been taken away from the city council meeting. So he knows that. He was trying to say, you couldn't speak here tonight if we did that. You know, he was trying to put a bad spin on it. And he shouldn't be doing that. He knows better. He does know better than that. But, you know, that's just
where
it,
we were.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, yes, I'll tell you, it's just something, isn't it? It's something.
Hey,
but,
Bob,
we
rocking with you, Bob. Don't. Hey, we rocking with you. Don't worry. You got a great group of supporters behind you.
Well, let's see
you,
what
so.
We can do between now. We're getting some calls too from the paper ads and stuff. We're getting some calls in and stuff. We're going to keep hammering this rest of time and see if we can't do something. Okay. We'll hang in there. I appreciate it, Aaron. Okay, I'm going to try the other caller and see if he wants to take the call now or not, okay? All right. Let's see here. We got 6608. Your hand's up. Well, okay. Maybe 6608 didn't mean to put the hand up. Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Appreciate Aaron coming on there and helping me out because, I mean, I'm getting where I start gibbering after a while. And without a host, boy, this is a job without a host. I don't want James to know that, though. He'll start wanting more money or something. So, but anyway, I'm not going to get into that. This tool is a great tool, and City Council knows it, and they don't like it. And it's a great tool. So it's going to be a battle to get recognized, and we should be recognized on the City Times. And I get the City Times and the City News, which Michelle Goop controls those, and she controls the city website, everything on there too. And this is the beauty. Here's another test too. You want to find out how secret the city is? Go to our city website and try to find elections. Go find elections on your own there. This is how secret, and this is very important because they didn't put on the front page that Mr. Moon was stepping down or March this Monday's the last day to sign up to run for District 4. They didn't advertise that for council members to run. Nothing on the front page. Nothing there. Keep it quiet. You know, so only the insiders, and that's the whole thing, and that's where we're trying to reach out there to get the others. And I'm doing a lot of door-to-door leaflets in that and trying to reach people and that. So, but that was, like I said, I was just there. And, okay, let's see here. What else was there? We got about 8 minutes left here. Jeez, okay. And, well, that's good. I'm almost going to get through this show alive. What do you know? And like I say, and the next week's show, I'm really looking forward to that one with our Kim Neal on. I'm very impressed, and it's very good. It'll help a lot. And so what we hope to do is get this stuff noticed. And I'll tell you something the city needs to spend money on, other than two more council members. We need a channel on Antenna TV. That's free TV. That's free. And we had a channel on our record TV back years ago. Our local government had a channel on our record. Before we had all this cable stuff, they had a channel on. So, and nowadays we need one. We got one on Charter, which doesn't cost us anything because it was in the contract. We went Salmon's come in a year ago that they gave us these channels. So they don't cost us taxpayers anything. But we could pay for it. If we want to put some good money somewhere, let's put one on Antenna TV. Anybody can get an antenna, and anybody can watch it out monthly bills. Not everybody has Charter cable. You know, we have DirecTV and about 100 other things out there now. So, but Antenna TV would be a good voice. But all this is getting the word out to the people, and that's what's been taken away from us, the word, keeping us in the dark, don't let us know what's going on. And, I mean, we need to wake up now big time, and that's what they're testing out to see what they can get away with right now. That's why the mayor is asking for a $70,000 a raise. I mean, can you believe that? Get a job, not be there 8 months, and then ask for a raise three times the salary you're making. And then we had a wing of people. There's other people waiting in line to get these jobs that take them. So if they don't want to do them at this price, or they're too hard for them, and they're not with their mind, step down. There was 10 other people running almost every race. Wasn't like we were shortage of candidates during that election. We had more than we ever had in our lives. We just put the wrong ones in there. You know, or they put the wrong, we didn't really have anything to do with it, like Maddie with that $2 million she was placed in there. But also, without offending Democrats or anything, or trying not to here, I didn't want Deborah Peoples in there either, but she hadn't been involved with anything, no districting, I mean, none of the redistricting, bond meetings, none of that, council. A lot of these people haven't been in anything. I want someone to be, that's why we like Chris so much. He was really a disappointment because he had been involved in a few things. I thought that was agreement with a good council member. Apparently, he turned out different. But still, I want people that have been to some council meetings, that have been down there and been involved, worked on some things, you know, down there with us, you know, and being involved with our city before they want to separate and be the council member. Know a bit what's going on, but these people ain't been to council meetings, and there they are, the council member. But anyway, she was placed for $2 million, and I didn't want Deborah Peoples because she wasn't involved. She hadn't shown to be no more than another candidate, too, you know, just another politician to me. That's it. And but I will say this about Deborah Peoples. Now that Maddie took the the political persecution. I don't think Deborah Peoples would have done that. She might not have done that. And if I had to choose between someone taking my right away to speak or someone's going to leave it, I don't care what party they're with. I guess I'm going to have to go with the one that will keep it in. So, but hindsight, I would never know, you know, and we don't know either. But I just don't think Peoples would have took away our right to speak. I don't know. Of course, I don't know. If we'd gone down there like we did after them, that she might have, but I don't know. Well, you know, that's just a theory, I guess. But right now, I'd have to lean thinking that no one would. I don't think anybody would, is the way I drew the lane. And no matter who got it, I don't think they would. So, but anyway, for her doing that, that's the worst thing right there, and that can't fly. That just cannot. We cannot let that fly. But okay, we're down to 4 minutes and 22 seconds. Let's see if we got anybody here. Oh, we got another hand up. Let's see. Okay. Let's see if anybody else wanted to turn in any words here. Let's see here. Okay, I was just checking my book here to see these numbers, and I'm sorry. Like I got about 3 brain cells left now, and work with. But okay, so what I'm going to do is I think next week we'll have our police monitor on. That'll be it. And I think after that we might be going on a short break for a few weeks here, take a little bit of a holiday. And that, and then we'll see, kind of regroup a little bit and what our April shows will be. And I think we'll maybe try to have some the people running for District 4. We know there's at least 2 on the tab right now. And right off the bat, I don't know about the I talked to both candidates. I'm afraid Tara is not a candidate that I will support. Like I say, well, we don't want to endorse any candidates, but I will knock candidates for what I don't think they're good. And talking to Tara, she's all for the raise. Them having the raise, when I talked to her, she you know, she's for the money. She didn't want to, when I first talked to her once on the phone, she was, you know, didn't like she'd take a stand for getting our rights back. She says, well, I'll get outvoted. Well, we don't want people that are scared to be outvoted down there. We want them to stand with what's right regardless. Even if you're the only person, I don't care. You got to stand with what's right. That's what we want. We're never going to get anything changed. We're always scared of being outvoted. So she doesn't seem to have the qualities that I want. Now, when I talked to him, I don't have his name at hand. The other guy's running. And he has $25,000 of his own money, and so he's going to be a serious candidate here. The good thing on both of these candidates, so I did go look at on them. Neither one of them I seen where they've taken money from the police association fire yet or from them. That's good. I don't want any candidate taking endorsements from the Star Telegram or the Firefighter Association or the police association. Those are 3 things we got to get out of our system big time. So that I didn't see in their records yet. But he has about $25,000 of his own money in, so he's going to be a serious candidate there. And when I talked to him, he said maybe in April he'd be interested in coming out. I'd like to find out some more about his stance. And also we'll see Monday night. I think that's the last day people will sign up. Was kind of curious if I don't know how Mr. Moon's race came out. I hadn't found that out yet, if he lost or won. But we were saying that if Mr. Moon lost that race, it'd be time for him to sign up for to sign up back for his spot there as a council member. So, but I don't know how that turned out yet. But right now, tomorrow night, everybody will be on its own there by tomorrow night, and we'll see. And we've got 90 seconds here. We're counting down to the end here. And I do appreciate you dealing with me and staying in there and that. And but as far as a recall goes, no one called in with any suggestions on how to start this stuff. So that's what I was looking to see, if anybody had the idea or the energy to want to start it. But that's all right. The main thing is we'll keep working at trying to get replacements in there and getting people involved, and that's the whole idea. So, but okay, we're down to 60 seconds here, but until next week or whatever, I wish everybody a safe and pleasant week. God bless everybody for tuning in, and everybody out there, period. What the heck? So even the ones we don't like, you know, let's hope that maybe something will happen and maybe they'll change their paths or something to a better way, so we can do that too. So anyway, thank y'all, and we're down to 22 seconds here. I think we're about ready to sign off for the night. That's all I have to say. I think that's about it right there. So anyway, I appreciate everybody tuning in. And looking forward to hearing from you next week and or tuning in next week. Or if any questions, anything, feel free to call us, okay? And let us know if you have any things you want us to talk about, all right? Have a good night. Thank you all. Bye-bye.